While marchers are demanding more gun control measures, some conservative lawmakers in Texas are calling for more teachers to get weapons. Most teachers are emphatically against it, but some isolated school districts, where the nearest officer is miles away, have armed up. NPR's John Burnett has our report.
The leaders of the Herald Independent School District hope that if violence comes to their tiny town on the Texas-Oklahoma border, they'll be ready. Half of the district's 27 employees, men and women, teachers, janitors, and coaches, are trained to shoot to kill an intruder to protect their students. Superintendent Cody Patton is in the school gym watching basketball practice.
This is our summer workouts. So we've got junior high kids all the way up to high school. They start at 8:30 in the morning. They'll do...
Cody Patton has deep roots here. The family ranch is just up the highway. In fact, he says he was combining wheat until midnight. Having coached sports in the area for years, he was hired last summer as superintendent. Since the mass shooting in Uvalde, Patton has been answering lots of calls about Herald's very public reputation as one of Texas's most armed school systems.
Our situation is a lot different. I know some of your bigger schools and a lot of the people are against it, but they're not in our situation. We are a rural school in the middle of nowhere.
The scenario they fear is a gunman pulling off busy U.S. 287. The school is the most prominent building in town, and sheriff's deputies are 20 minutes away. Make that an hour away if a freight train on the Burlington Northern tracks happens to block the roads into town. There isn't much to Herald, Texas. Surrounded by wheat, cattle, and wind farms, the town consists of a water tower, a volunteer fire department, 20 or so houses, a big Texans for Trump sign, and the century-old schoolhouse. It has 125 students, K through 12.
We're so small, you know, you can't really afford to pay for your security officers that are there on campus that deal with anything and everything.
In Herald, a teacher cannot carry a concealed handgun where a student could get it. It has to be kept in a lockbox nearby. Patton likens the additional training he and his team, he calls them, are undertaking to a parent taking swimming lessons.
Arming our teachers is basically going ahead and signing up for those swimming lessons to give us the best chance to save that child when in need. We don't want to be the ones that have to sit there and watch that child drown.
Groups such as the National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers, and the National Parent Teacher Association strenuously oppose arming teachers. In a recent survey by the Texas American Federation of Teachers, 77% of respondents said they do not want to have a gun.
I would quit. I would quit teaching. I would step away. I don't want to be trained to shoot an intruder that comes into the school.
Michelle Cardenas is a pre-K teacher at Del Valle Schools on the eastern edge of Austin.
I went to school to teach kids, to inspire them to grow future leaders and future police, firefighters, whatever they want to be when they grow up. My job is not to carry a gun.
There are two programs that allow armed teachers in Texas, the Guardian Plan and the School Marshal Program. The Guardian Plan is loosely regulated. Local school boards authorize employees to get training and carry guns on campus, which are normally gun-free zones. About a quarter of Texas schools have adopted it. The School Marshal Program is more rigorous. It requires 80 hours of training, a psych exam, and proficiency at firing 700 rounds of ammo. To date, 71 districts have school marshals. Since the Uvalde shooting, Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who's running for re-election with Trump's backing, has refused to consider more gun restrictions. Instead, he urged school districts to hire more campus cops and train more school marshals. The state offers grants to train school marshals. Again, pre-K teacher Michelle Cardenas, who is a regional president with the Texas State Teachers Association.
So we can find money to arm teachers, but we can't find money for curriculum. We can't find money for supplies, for materials, for pay, to pay our hourly employees a living wage, but yet we're going to give them guns.
A 2018 report by the Federal Commission on School Safety cited several instances where school-based police prevented gun tragedies. But a 2020 study by the Rand Corporation says the evidence is inconclusive about the effectiveness of arming teachers.
This isn't for every teacher. It takes a special type of teacher to be able to do this.
Russ Ramsey is a coach and ag teacher at Herald High School. He says a lifelong love of hunting and a familiarity with firearms has prepared him to be a school marshal. But at the end of the day, even trained responders don't know if, in the heat of the moment, they'll risk their own lives to save others. In Uvalde, 19 officers stood in the school hallway for more than an hour instead of immediately confronting the shooter.
I would like to think that I would get the problem knocked out as quick as possible, but there's really no, until it happens, there's no way of saying if you can do it or not.
Most of the students at Herald Schools are transfer students. The superintendent says the parents have told him why. In this day and age, they feel their kids are safer in a school where half the staff are locked and loaded. John Burnett, NPR News, Herald, Texas.